Bringing you hot off the press news from Lusaka, Arkabwe, Livingstone, and Copperbelt News Bureau. The Power FM News.
Nimba lawmaker Minyani Zulu has called for a reduction in bus fares. The Drug Enforcement Commission has unearthed a large-scale illicit cannabis cultivation scheme in Chifuema area. In international news, a woman in her early 20s who has been mentioned by several social media accounts as the last person to be seen with the late Dr. John Spire Kingundu. And in sports news, Malawi coach Kalito Pasua has named a 25-member squad for Botswana friendly.
And now, the Power FM News.
Upfront and reliable news every day, my name is Suwilanje Mulenga. Nyimba Member of Parliament Minyani Zulu has called for a reduction in bus fares following the recent drop in fuel prices announced by the Energy Regulation Board, ERB. The ERB recently announced a further reduction in fuel prices for July, with petrol now at 28 kwacha per litre and diesel at 23 kwacha 13 ngwe per litre, marking the third consecutive monthly decrease. Speaking on Power FM's Voice of the People, Mr. Zulu described it as unfair for commuters to continue paying the same transport fares despite the decrease in fuel costs. He has since urged the Ministry of Transport and Logistics to engage bus operators to ensure the Zambians benefit from the fuel reductions.
There is no justification that we should be paying the fees we are paying. The minister and his department, for me, they are sleeping in their ministry. Because there is no way people are being overcharged, and we have a department of government looking at this business. And they say, no, everything is okay. No. By the way, if I was one of the senior members of UPND, I would ask, why are we not passing on this benefit to the people? Because even if the people are talking about upset with something and give it them on a reduction. I'm telling you, now what has Boma Yanganapo's the affairs? Nothing. So the challenge to the Department of Logistics and our government is that can we look at the affairs so that people can pay proper affairs.
In a separate development, government says the economy of Ruangwa district, which largely depends on fishing, has been disrupted due to the depletion of fish stocks in an area increasingly impacted by climate stress. Ruangwa District Administration District Commissioner Luke Chikani noted the escalating climate-related difficulties and emphasized the pressing need for resilience as extreme weather events intensified. This came to light during the post-climate justice Indaba, organized by the CJC project under the Center for Environment Justice in Ruangwa District, Lusaka Province. Mr. Chikani explained that the development challenges had changed significantly over the past few years, noting that the economy had shifted drastically due to climate conditions. He indicated that a vital part of the winter season, once essential for the fish trade, has been lost.
The economy of Ruangwa was not the way it is today. You agree with me that because of climate change, we've lost the major part of our income, which was the trading in fish. No fish, no economy. So we need to be resilient. The district has been hit by a series of climate extremes, including droughts and flash floods.
Meanwhile, traditional authority Chief Mpuka of the Chikunda speaking people raised alarm over the growing human-wildlife conflict, attributing to its effect of climate change. The traditional leader noted that elephant migration patterns had been disrupted, with elephants increasingly moving into human spaces to search for food and water. He called for innovative approaches to address this issue.
The Jamukambati corridor, animal corridor, is no longer working. Animals are going everywhere. This is not a good thing. As I'm talking today, they are there.
And Center for Environment Justice CJC Project Coordinator Engineer Gabriel Mukoka described the meeting as a follow-up to January's Indaba and explained that it aimed to strengthen community engagement in climate resilience work. In another development, the Drug Enforcement Commission, DEC, in Lusaka province have unearthed a large-scale illicit cannabis cultivation scheme in Chifuema area in Kafue district. This follows an intelligence-led operation which resulted into the apprehension of two suspects identified as Bonwell John of Wembia, Mulenga, I beg your pardon, Mel, age 50, of Kanyelele village, and Timothy Jolwe, Mel, age 38, of Mwelwa village. DEC Public Relations Officer Alan Tamba says Mulenga was apprehended in connection with the offense of trafficking in 18.9 kilograms of loose cannabis and unlawful cultivation of 12 tons of cannabis, while Cholo was apprehended in connection with the offense of trafficking in 14 kilograms of loose cannabis.
It is reasonably believed that the said drugs were destined for sale on the international market in selected Western countries, where policy and legislative frameworks are skewing towards decriminalization of possession and recreational use. Meanwhile, in Solwezi district in the northwestern province, the commission has jointly charged and arrested two Philippine nationals identified as Ryan Balsong, male aged 46, and Shia John Pangan, male aged 40. The arrest is in connection with the offense of trafficking in 8.1 grams of crystal meth and the offense of possession of instruments used for the administration of illicit drugs. Also arrested in connection with this matter is a Zambia national identified as Patrick Chiwota, male age 38, a resident of Kansanshi. Evidence demonstrates that Chiwota was the mastermind behind the supply of the said drugs, together with the paraphernalia used for their illicit administration.
In another development, the Poultry Association of Zambia says stock feed prices are expected to begin falling within the next 2 months as market conditions continue to improve. Association Chief Executive Officer Dominic Chanda explains that most feed producers are still using old stock purchased during the previous farming season. Mr. Chanda says that this delayed price reductions despite other improving market indicators.
The prices of feed has been stable the past 4 months. And this stability has come because of the number of signals on the market. We have a good crop. Maize output, we are talking about 3.6 million metric tons. Soybeans, 288,000 metric tons. We have a kwacha that is now trading between 23 and 24 kwacha, which is good. To the general public, I know the cry has been, can we see the prices of chicken reducing? Can we see the prices of feed reducing? We will be able to see that, I think, in the shorter term. And in the shorter term, I'm saying maybe in the next 3 to 5 months, we should be able to see some movements going in that direction, provided we deal with the issues of electricity supply. We maintain the quota where it is, and also the prices of maize and soybeans remains where they are.
In international news, in South Africa, a Cape Town woman arrested in connection with the kidnapping of baby Morgat Imad Shamar is expected to make her first court appearance today. The newborn disappeared from a shopping mall in Belleville on Saturday, sparking a frantic search. He was found during a multidisciplinary police raid at a home in Telfisig, Cape Town, 2 days later. A 37-year-old woman was arrested at the scene. She allegedly posed as a nurse before taking the baby. Police say investigations into the case are still ongoing. Still in international news, Ugandan police have arrested a woman suspected to have been the last person seen with the late Dr. John Spire Kigundu, a renowned gynecologist whose body was discovered under unclear circumstances at Dream Guest House in Luwoa along Entebbe Road. The suspect, identified as Ivan Babazi, is believed to be in her early 20s. Her arrest comes days after several social media users named her as having been with the prominent medical practitioner shortly before his death. Police say the suspect was captured on CCTV cameras, leaving the room that had been previously booked by Dr. Kigundu. Kampala Metropolitan Police spokesperson Patrick Onyango says they have taken her statement and a general inquiry case file has been forwarded to the state attorney to determine the next steps. Malawi senior national football team coach Kalito Pasua has named a 25-member squad for a friendly against Botswana on July 6, 2025. We'll take a short break and return shortly with this sports story in detail.
More news still to come on Power FM.
FM Lusaka is your number one hit station. We bring you the best content Zambia and the continent have to offer. We offer competitive rates to help you grow your business and brand both locally and internationally. Marketing on Plus.